is a very strong personality. He's very sure of himself. He knows what he does is right, and he doesn't want anybody to tell him what is right and wrong.
I know there are some people who say that, oh, a cult of the individual has been formed around Casals, and perhaps that's inevitable with any genius. But there are also those who say that he's hard to reach or difficult to approach in various ways.
Well, with that, I would absolutely have
in Marlborough, we all stand when he comes on the stage. And that's good because it shows our respect to him. But on the other hand, when you almost deify a man like that, it gives a certain inflexible quality to whatever he says. You know, it's like a pronouncement from on high, and people regard that as the word. And
it's dangerous.
It's
for his
dangerous.
Own ideas.
But I will say this about him, that he does have the courage to be inconsistent. He will contradict himself sometimes, and he will admit that he's wrong sometimes.
Oh, yes.
And I was surprised to see that when it first happened, that he admitted that he had given a wrong cue to somebody. And I was surprised at first because there was such an aura of divinity around him whenever he came on stage, and everybody held their breath.
Oh, I remember one day he came into a rehearsal, and it was a cold morning, and so he had on several layers of clothing. You know, he had on his shirt that he usually wears. Over that, the whole thing, he had a Marlboro lumberjacket, you know, one of these woolen things. So he got on the stage, and he started to conduct. And then he started sort of trying to take his jacket off, and he had gotten it sort of over his shoulder, and two people jumped up. Two great artists, you know, sitting in the orchestra on either side of him, great violinist, great cellist, I don't remember who they were, and they jumped up and started taking his jacket off, and as they were taking it off, he had a thought. So he was like this, and he was frozen, and they were frozen with the jacket halfway off his shoulders, you know, as he was saying something with his, holding his stick up.
You can almost see a medieval painting of that.
Yeah, that's right.